Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Let's get into it. I see, is there more people that want to join? Yes, hallelujah. Hey y'all, good morning. So let's get into it. If you just joined, we just premiered the official welcome song for the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. As I was sharing, you'll be able to download it or at least listen to it on your own time when everything else is uploaded to the streaming platforms, okay? All right, so let's get into it, y'all. First off, happy February. Let's talk about that. Happy February. We are officially in the second full month of 2026. And as we declared in January, we're declaring that we are going to experience career abundance in 2026 and beyond. And of course, we're going to declare and decree that throughout this entire year. So yes, we're declaring and decreeing that in February as well. Okay. And so the word that the Lord gave me, and I was just like, God, okay, what we going to talk about this morning? And he kept giving me the word recalibrate, recalibrate, okay, recalibrate. And I know you're like, well, I believe I know what recalibrate mean, but can you break it down? Of course, I'm gonna break it down for y'all. That's what I do. And so the word recalibrate means to change the way you do or think about something. To change the way you do or think about something. And so this morning, y'all, we gonna get into how to recalibrate your mind or shift your mind within your career journey. How do you have a different perspective about your career journey, especially during those times where you're just like, God, this ain't it, or during the times where coworkers may be doing the most, y'all know what I mean. But during the times where you're just like, oh my God, did I just get laid off? Oh my God, did I just get demoted? Oh my goodness, what happened? Or even when things are going well, sometimes you may need to recalibrate your mind to really believe that, oh yes, this is meant for me. This promotion is meant for me. This upgrade, this elevation is truly my portion. And sometimes we don't like to talk about those things, but yes, we do need to recalibrate our mind or change the way we think about our career journeys, even when we get promoted, right? All right. So now that we know what recalibrate means, how do we even do that, my friends? How do we even do that or shift our mind to think of something different? And before I get into that how to, I instantly thought about, I had to reflect on this. The Lord brought this up to my memory. And you know, I always put things in my notes when things are happening. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I got to tell the people this, but I'm not going to share it until the Lord releases me. And the Lord definitely released me to share this morning. And so my husband and I, we was out for breakfast and we was walking out the building. And at this appointed time, y'all, we overhear two gentlemen talking, and we weren't trying to overhear. They were just loud. They were just loud talking. And so I was just listening, and they started saying, he said, man, tell so-and-so I love him. And I say, hey, and we share the same boat captain. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. He said, tell so-and-so I said, hey, I love him. And we share the same boat captain. Both of our faces like instantly lit up. And I said, you already know the phrase that I'm focused on, boat captain. I said, boat captain, let me tell you something. I was like, I don't fully know what a boat captain is, but I can understand it from the context clues and what they were talking about. I said, a boat captain, this is somebody who has a yacht. This is somebody who has something in their name, and they have to hire literally somebody to steer the boat, literally captain their boat. Okay. And I was like, God. You just took our mindset to another level. You literally just recalibrated how we think about our life. You recalibrated how we think about our future. Because if we're talking about boat captains, let me tell you something. We got to think on a higher level. We got to think like, oh yes, the Lord did tell us that in Deuteronomy 8:18, we have the ability to produce wealth. So guess what? We're going to produce what we got to do and make this wealth that is promised to us in Jesus' name. Come on now. So he really just, the Lord literally had us positioned. And it's so interesting, right? We got to think about like, we're not just overhearing conversations just because it's a hobby. We're overhearing these conversations because God strategically placed us in certain places for us to elevate, or in other words, recalibrate how we think about our life, how we think about our career, how we think about our businesses. God is recalibrating all while we are moving, all while we are hearing and listening to patience. This is not by coincidence, my friends. As my husband and I, we always talk about this. That conversation we overheard was not by coincidence. It was not by coincidence. And so when the Lord gave me recalibrate, I was just like, okay, I gotta share this because we always overhear or think we overhear conversations, but it isn't an overhear. It isn't a ear hustling, like some of us say, but it's God positioning us to hear these things so he can recalibrate our thinking, recalibrate how we move, how we speak, right? How we even talk about ourselves, how we even think about ourselves, how we even talk about our features, how we even think about our features. God is recalibrating all of that in the midst of us hearing something we thought we didn't even know that we even needed to hear, right? We didn't even know that we needed to hear that. But God is taking us to another level. And for that, we say thank you. And so I know God is taking you too to another level because it's some things that you're going to be thinking about. I heard that. I didn't even know I was supposed to hear that. I didn't even know so and so thought that or so and so was doing that. But the Lord said, you got to be thinking on a higher level. You got to recalibrate how you move and maneuver in this earthly realm. Because we all pray about experiencing the abundant lifestyle, right? Especially career abundance is when we talk about it on the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. So if that's what we're praying for, ooh, there's some things that God wants us to execute on. And there's a different level or a higher level of thinking that must be done or that is required for us to really experience the career abundance that is promised to us. And so for that, a simple prayer is, God, recalibrate how I think about my career. God, recalibrate how I think about my career. And that, my friends, is a simple prayer, a simple prayer for your career, a simple declaration that you can declare each and every day, each and every day. And so, let's get into it some more. So when we think about, so when I think about the story, right, I think about the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it states, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Again, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, okay? And so, what are we demolishing, y'all? And just to be clear, what does demolish mean? It means to tear down. It means to tear down. It means to destroy. Destroy. So we got to destroy the thoughts. We got to destroy the thoughts. So we demolish everything that goes against the word of the Lord. So that means it's a lie that we tell ourselves that God will not supply every one of our needs. It's a lie that we tell ourselves that we will always be in debt. It's a lie that we tell ourselves that you got to stay in a career you don't like. Ooh, it's a lie we tell ourselves that we have to, that God won't open doors for you in your career. It's a lie that we tell ourselves and we think about ourselves that you have to work with people that are toxic. No, my friends, you do not, huh? It's a lie that we tell ourselves, and it's a lie from the pits of hell. And so for that, we have to take hold in of those thoughts. We got to take those thoughts captive, my friends. We got to demolish every argument. Listen, this is what the word says. We got to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And so, no, you won't be in debt forever. Yes, God will supply every one of our needs. Yes, you can be in a career that you love. And yes, God will open doors in your careers. And yes, you do not have to work with people that are toxic within your career journey, okay? And so if you believe that and receive that about your life, if you believe that and receive that about your career, definitely give God a hand clap of praise and stand in agreement with me on that. You can stand in agreement with me on that. I'm gonna say that again. Stand in agreement with me on that, okay? All right, so let's get into how to recalibrate your career perspective, or shift how you think about your career journey. So number one is shift from ownership to stewardship of your career journey. Again, shift from ownership to stewardship of your career journey. Recalibration begins when we realize we aren't the owners of our careers, but we are the managers of our careers. We are the managers of our careers that we may be called to. We are the managers of our careers that God has specifically assigned us to be in certain industries and really make impact in those industries, right? And so the old view, my friends, or the old perspective would be, this is my job, my hard work, and my paycheck. Okay. And then the recalibrated view, or the new view, my friends, is this is God's platform, and I am a steward of the influence and resources he has placed in my hands, right? God has placed resources in all of our hands. Resources, yes, that includes money. And we do have to steward over our incomes, right? We have to steward over our incomes. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But because I can really get into that. But we have to steward what God gives us. And so as you steward what God gives you, and as you begin to shift from owning your career, or like, oh, this is mine, instead of partnering with God and saying, God, I'm literally working for you, Lord. That's the perspective we have to have, right? You move from the pressure of making it happen to the peace of watching God work in your career. Okay. So as you begin to shift from ownership to stewardship, the result, my friends, is you move from the pressure of making it happen in your career to the piece of watching God work in your career. And I don't know about you, but I love to see God work. I love to see God work. And by faith, we always know that God is working behind the scenes, even if we don't realize that he is working, even though we may not feel like he is working, we know by faith that he is working, and eventually we'll be able to see it come to fruition. Like, God, thank you for doing that for me. Thank you for doing the most for me. All right. Number two, I want to go over and how to recalibrate your career perspective is to realign your definition of success. Realign your definition of success. So oftentimes, my friends, our internal settings get skewed, by titles, by salaries, or external praise. Okay. So recalibrating brings us back to God's metrics about our career journeys. And so the old view or the old perspective, my friends, is success is measured by the next promotion or Success is measured by the promotion or you going into the next tax bracket. But the new view or the recalibrated view is success is measured by obedience and the fruit of the spirit displayed in the workplace. Are you experiencing the fruits of the spirit in the workplace? Are you experiencing peace? Are you experiencing joy? Are you being disciplined on the job? Like, are you experiencing the fruit of the spirit? And are you being obedient to what God has called you to do within your career journey? All of that, my friends, should definitely define your version of success in this earthly realm. And then, of course, as you recalibrate your mind to think that, you will find fulfillment in your character, not just your credentials. Ooh, that's good, right? You will find fulfillment in your character and not just your credentials, right? And the last but not least one I wanted to share with you this morning on how to recalibrate your career perspective is to go from self-reliance to divine dependence. So you're going to go from self-reliance to divine dependence. And so recalibration fixes the drift towards trusting our own skills over God's favor over our life. Okay. And so we want to always trust that God is favoring us as we are going throughout our career journey. And so when we go from self-reliance to divine dependence, that's us really, truly trusting and believing that God truly has our backs in all career circumstances. He is there. And so the old view or the old perspective is you relying solely on networking strategy and late nights of doing whatever to get to the next phase or the next point in your career journey. So I'm gonna be careful when I say this too or share this with you all. I'm not saying that networking is not gonna work. I'm not saying that you strategizing on how to get to point A to point B or staying up late one night or two to really look for career opportunities. I'm not saying that's not what you should do or that's not how you should think. But what I'm saying is that you got to include God in the mix too. You have to look, you got to rest, right? You can't just be up. Resting is biblical. Let's just put that out there. That is biblical. And so we have to rest as kingdom citizens, period. And so when we rest, and look, I'm going off a tangent, but when we rest, that's when God really can speak to us. We are still in our resting moment. So God can really speak to us about how to maneuver in certain things and how to execute within our career journeys, because he knows that is an issue of our heart. And so I'm not saying don't strategize, because God needs a plan to work with, right? He wants you to have a plan. He don't need your plan to do anything, but he wants for you to do your human responsibilities and develop a plan. Like, what do you even want for God to bless, right? Let's sit with that. What do you want God to bless? You say you want God to bless your career, but what is the plan? What is it that you want to do, right? And so networking, yes, networking works. Of course. So I'm not saying don't do it, but just don't rely solely on that, emphasis on solely. And the recalibrated view, or the new view, my friends, is relying on the Holy Spirit for wisdom that surpasses human understanding. So supernatural wisdom, divine wisdom from the Holy Spirit to just share with us on how to move, meaning who should I talk to, Lord? Who should I confide in? Who should I work with? Who should be my career coach? Me. Look. No, but seriously, we want to rely on the Holy Spirit for divine wisdom as we execute within our career journeys. And as you recalibrate your mind to think that, the result, my friends, is you stop striving and start thriving. You stop striving, meaning working in your own strength, and start thriving with God. Start trusting that he, as in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will open doors no man can shut, right? So I declare that and decree that for each and every one of us, that God will continuously open doors within our career journeys that no man can shut, okay? Woo. And that, my friends, that's how you really speak to and drop a mic on the enemy, okay? When he comes in your mind and try to invade your mind, we say, Holy Spirit, invade my mind with God's truth. We have talked about this before. And so we just have to declare that and decree that when we start to think about those negative things and declare and decree that the Holy Spirit invade our mind with God's truth. And that, my friends, is really how we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Okay. All right. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for this time that we have here together to collectively say to you, thank you. Thank you for where you have brought us from. Thank you for what you're doing in this very moment. And thank you for where you are going to take us within our career journeys, within our businesses, and within life in general, God. We thank you for the recalibration of our minds. We thank you for taking us to a higher level in our thinking and strategically, God. We thank you for not just thinking about over, it's not just us overhearing the conversations, God, but it's you positioning us to hear what you need us to hear in order to elevate our mindsets just like that. God, we thank you. We thank you for the new perspective. We thank you for the new language we're going to have when the recalibration takes place. And as we are going through a recalibration period, God, we thank you for the new sets of terminology that you will give us on how to speak to ourselves and how to speak about our career journeys, God. God, we thank you for decreeing God's promises all over our life. God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your divine wisdom you are going to give us as, and you do give us as we go throughout our career journeys. So God, we thank you and we bless your name and we thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, all upon us. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen, you all. And so as we close, I'm going to close it out because I know we have a lot more people on now. We're going to close it out with the new song.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.